The article entitled Tetrahydrobiopterin in Myalgic Encephalomyelitis, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, A Friend or Foe, was authored by Rahman and Benko et al. From the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee in the USA. It was published in Biomolecules on the 10th of January, 2025. Tetrahydrobiopterin, also known as BH4, is a vital cofactor in neurotransmitter synthesis and nitric oxide production, with key roles in brain function, cardiovascular regulation, and immune balance. While BH4 is typically depleted in many chronic conditions, such as Parkinson's disease, recent research reports elevated levels of BH4 and its oxidative form, BH2, in patients with ME/CFS. This paper explored the potential role of BH4 in ME/CFS patients with orthostatic intolerance and its contribution to cardiovascular dysfunction in this population. The authors suggest that elevated BH4 in ME/CFS may be related to mitochondrial dysfunction, a hallmark of ME/CFS. When energy production is impaired, glucose metabolism shifts from glycolysis to the non-oxidative branch of the pentose phosphate pathway. This shift increases production of ribose 5-phosphate, a precursor for purine and BH4 synthesis, leading to excessive BH4 production. This process is amplified by upregulated BH4 metabolic enzymes, such as GTP cyclohydrolase 1, dihydrofolate reductase, and dihydropteridine reductase. Excess BH4 boosts nitric oxide production. While nitric oxide supports vascular health, in excess, it contributes to orthostatic intolerance symptoms like dizziness, fatigue, and lightheadedness by promoting excessive vasodilation. High nitric oxide levels also drive nitrosative stress through peroxynitrite formation, which promotes the non-enzymatic oxidation of BH4 to BH2. This generates reactive species and protons, triggering reductive stress. This redox stress has cascading effects. It disrupts antioxidant systems like glutathione, induces endoplasmic reticulum stress, impairs autophagy, and inhibits NRF2, a key regulator of antioxidant responses. These reactions may lead to the chronic inflammation and fatigue seen in ME/CFS patients. The authors propose that BH4 dysregulation could be a useful biomarker and therapeutic target in ME/CFS. Unlike other disorders marked by BH4 deficiency, ME/CFS appears to involve overproduction of BH4. This imbalance, driven by mitochondrial and redox dysfunction, may play a central role in ME/CFS pathogenesis, offering new insights for its diagnosis and treatment.